Cypress Review. Every Thursday night at the ballpark, it's Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser, featuring drinks for just $3. Grab a cold one and remember, this fun's for you, Doug. Coming up, kids, the Bees Kids Club invites all kids 12 and under to come out on the field and run the bases after Saturday night home games.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City, Utah, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Los Angeles Angels AAA club, the Salt Lake Bees. This is game three of a six-game series, and it's been a split so far. The Rainiers pitched a shutout in the opener, winning 2-0. Yesterday, very different. Salt Lake scored 9 runs on 17 hits and won 9-3, so we've had two very different types of ball games the first 2 days here at Salt Lake City. We'll see what happens in game three of the series. On the mound for the Rainiers today, left-hander Austin Warner. Warner making his 8th start since moving to the rotation after he had pitched in 21 games from the Tacoma bullpen to start the season. He's 2-2 with a 4.63 ERA on the year. He's going to be opposed by Salt Lake right-hander Jake Lee, who has thrown only 4 2/3 innings for Salt Lake, allowing 4 runs, so no record of 7.71 ERA. He's probably only going to be in there for a couple of innings, and it'll be more of a bullpen day for the Salt Lake Bees today. At least that's what we're expecting. So Jake Lee, a right-hander on the hill for Salt Lake, and Austin Warner, a lefty for the Tacoma Rainiers. Should be a good one tonight. No rain delay prior to first pitch. That's good news. We had that yesterday. There are clouds in the area, but looks clear here at the ballpark to get this game started, which we plan on doing here in a few minutes. It's the Rainiers and the Salt Lake Bees. We'll have it all for you tonight right here on this stream. When we come back, we'll get you caught up on a roster move. We had one after an 8-day break with no roster moves. We had one today. We'll tell you all about it when the Red Ears pregame show continues right after this.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
The Rainiers taking on the Salt Lake Bees tonight here at Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City. Game 3 of the 6-game series. It will continue tomorrow and Saturday, both games at 5:35, and then finish up with a day game on Sunday at 12:05 p.m. all times Pacific. Rainiers will be home on Tuesday. Not many home games left at Cheney Stadium this year, 12 to be exact, and the first half of those start on Tuesday through Sunday of this coming week, as the Rainiers will be hosting Sacramento. Well, one guy won't be with the Red Ears. Left-handed pitcher Anthony Bonta today took an out in his contract and became a free agent. Apparently, the Mariners signed him to just a 2-week deal. Bonta had been in the big leagues this year with both the Pirates and the Toronto Blue Jays, and then joined the Red Ears on a minor league deal and pitched in just 4 games and 4 innings and allowing 1 run. He actually looked really good on the mound for the Red Ears. And apparently his in talks with his agent, he realized that he might be able to get back to the big leagues with someone else better than with the Mariners. So not a better team, I mean, but more opportunity for him than the Mariners. So Bonda opted out. He's a free agent, and the Red Ears have one fewer reliever in the bullpen. They're down to, 11 by my latest count. They're fine. The Rainiers have plenty of bullpen depth right now, and that is today's roster move. We'll be back with a look at the starting lineups in today's game when the pregame show continues right after this.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information. When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Tacoma Rainiers, who have a record of 54 wins and 65 losses. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by Tim Fedorovich. Leading off for Tacoma, playing left field, is Taylor Trammell. Batting second, designated hitter Kyle Lewis. Hitting third, the third baseman Eric Mejia. In the cleanup spot is right fielder Jared Kelnick. Batting fifth and doing the catching is Brian O'Keefe. Hitting sixth, the second baseman, Jonathan Villar. Batting seventh and playing first base is Drew Ellis. Hitting eighth, the shortstop, Mason McCoy. And batting ninth is center fielder, Derek Hill. On the mound for the Red Ears, left-hander Austin Warner. Warner is 2-2 with a 4.63 ERA. The Salt Lake Bees are 56-63 on the season. The Los Angeles Angels AAA club is managed by Lou Marzin. They lead off with Matt Duffy. Duffy is at first base. Batting second is the third baseman, Kian Wong. Hitting third, second baseman, Michael Stefanik. In the cleanup spot is designated hitter, Dylan Thomas. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Jake Gatewood. Hitting sixth and doing the catching is Chad Wallach. Batting seventh is right fielder, Orlando Martinez. Hitting eighth, the shortstop, Jake Palamaki. And batting ninth, center fielder, Steven Duggar. On the mound for Salt Lake, right-hander Jake Lee, no record and a 7.71 ERA. Our umpires today behind home plate calling the balls and strikes is Randy Rosenberg. At first base is Robert Nunez, and over at third it's David Martinez. Tacoma and Salt Lake here at Smith Ballpark in Salt Lake City, Utah. The Bees have taken the field. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch at the start of tonight's game right after this.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking?
chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at FredMeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball as we're about ready to start this one, the Tacoma Rainiers and the Salt Lake Bees. Third game of the series. Rainiers facing a pitcher they have never seen before, Jake Lee. Lee is appearing in just his fourth ever AAA game. He had two relief outings for the Bees and then made a start his last time out, went 2 2/3 innings, his longest outing. 41 pitches. First pitch to Trammell is ripped into right field. There's a base hit to get things started, possibly more, as the right fielder Martinez has to go into the corner to go get it. And Trammell ends up at second base with a leadoff double on the first pitch here today. Taylor Trammell doubling sharply to right field. And that gets things started for Tacoma. Trammell continues to swing the bat very well for the Rainiers. And he's in scoring position right away. And now Kyle Lewis will be the hitter. Lewis batting in the two-hole today. Had a couple of base hits yesterday, 2 for 5. Stands in. And the pitch from Lee is a check swing bouncer down the first baseline. Fair ball fielded by the first baseman Duffy, who puts out Kyle Lewis himself. But Trammell advances to third base. So the first two Rainiers batters have put the first pitch in play, one of them on accident. Lewis didn't mean to do that. He tried to check his swing, and the ball hit his bat. So he ends up grounding out. Runner at third with one out for Eric Mejia. Salt Lake's going to bring the infield in, and the pitch to Mejia bounces up to the plate. There's ball one. Mejia was 0 for 4 yesterday, which snapped a 12-game hitting streak he had going, his longest of the year. He's batting 266 overall with a 778 OPS. And he grounds one to the left side and through into left center, a base hit, and trotting in from third and scoring. The first run of the game is Taylor Trammell, and the Rainiers are on the board in the top of the first. Everybody swinging early. Four pitches to three batters. And now Jared Keldick will be the batter. Rainiers have come out aggressive here. Keldick hitting .293 in 65 games for Tacoma with 13 homers, 915 OPS. And the pitch from Lee is a swing and a miss there, strike one. Lee was drafted by the Angels in 2018, a ninth-round pick out of Oakland University, the school in the greater Detroit area in Michigan. It's now a toss to first base. And back in is Mejia. And Lee has spent most of his career injured. and has not even yet pitched 100 innings as a pro, despite having turned pro in the summer of 2018. 0-1 pitch is swung on and nubbed in front of the plate. Out to go get it is Wallach, the catcher, and he throws to first and retires Kelnick. Mejia advances to second base. So he's in scoring position with two outs. And now Brian O'Keefe is the batter. O'Keefe batting in the number five spot today, hitting .248 on the year with 11 homers and a .775 OPS. So a man in scoring position with two outs. And Lee's pitch is a fastball outside. Ball one. 94 on the gun on that Jake Lee heater. Now Lee with the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss and a change, and the count's even now, 1-1. So one ball, one strike to O'Keefe. Now Lee with his next pitch, and it is taken down low for a ball. 2-1 the count. We are at Salt Lake City, high elevation. Ball really travels here. There is no wind blowing at the moment. The flag's perfectly still on the poles. We've got some sunlight pouring down on the ballpark at the moment. So now the 2-1 pitch is swung on, hit in the air to right field, and going back on the ball is Martinez at the track. He makes the catch, and that is the final out of the inning. O'Keefe gave it a ride to right, but it lands in the glove of right fielder Orlando Martinez. One run for the Red Ears at the top of the first on two hits. There were no errors. One runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the first. It's Tacoma 1, Salt Lake coming to the plate.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Ready for an MVP move? Using water wisely can lower your summer water bills and help maintain our water supply. Water early in the day and only give your landscape about 1 inch of water each week. Weather-based irrigation systems can also reduce overwatering and save you time. From the forest to your tap, Tacoma Water takes pride in providing clean, reliable water. Learn more at mytpu.org/watersmart.
Red Ears get a run in the top of the first inning, and now the Salt Lake Bees come to the plate in the bottom of the first. Austin Warner making the start for the Red Ears today. And the lefty in his first season in the Mariners organization looking to bounce back from his last outing when he allowed 3 runs in 4 innings, which was a departure from a real run of success that he had been on. His first pitch to Duffy is stroked into right field, a base hit. Dan Salt Lake swings at the first pitch in the first inning and gets a hit. Matt Duffy with a single to right field. Rainier's got a hit on the first pitch as well at the top of the inning when Trammell doubled. So now Kian Wong will be the batter, a left-handed hitter. Warner with a look towards first, and his pitch is taken for a called strike, 0-1. Warner made a start against Salt Lake on July 22nd at Cheney Stadium with three scoreless innings. Actually, that was here, July 22nd, the three scoreless innings. Next pitch fouled off by Wong. 0-2 the count. Wong hitting 271 with three homers, 712 OPS. Now the 0-2 pitch is swung on, and that's into the air towards right center field, and that's going to drop in very shallow right center for a base hit, and Duffy goes all the way to third. Kian Wong with a soft single, and Salt Lake has runners at the quarters with nobody out in the bottom of the first inning. And now Michael Stefanik is the batter. Stefanik, second baseman, hitting 295, two homers, 776 OPS. Looks like the Red Deers are going to play double play depth here up the middle. Corner infielder is even with the bag. Well, Ellis holding the runner on at first. Here's a first pitch curveball in there for a called strike, 0-1 the count. Now Warner with the 0-1 pitch. Curve down low. One ball, one strike. Two pitch to Stefanik. And it is a fastball a little bit down. Two balls, two strikes. Here comes the 2-2. And it's swung on, bounced to short, might be two. McCoy feeds VR, there's one. On to first, there's two. The Red Deers get the catch in foul territory for the final out here in the bottom of the first inning. Well, the Bees tied up on one run on two hits. No errors and nobody left on base. We go to the second inning of play. Tacoma and Salt Lake all even, 1-1.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game Day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
We've played one inning, and each team scored one run. We go to the second inning of play here in Salt Lake City. Tacoma with the 6, 7, and 8 hitters coming to the plate. Jonathan Villar, Drew Ellis, and Mason McCoy facing the right-hander Jake Lee. Villar stands in, switch hitter bats left, and he takes the first pitch outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Jake Lee in just his fourth AAA game. He's been injured almost all season. There's a swing and a miss, 1-1. Undisclosed injuries, but he just started throwing again in the Arizona Rookie League a couple weeks ago, as here's one in for a strike now to VR. Last year, he pitched in just 5 games and 20 and a third innings at AA Rocket City in the Angels system. 1-2 pitch, fouled away. Still 1-2 to VR. And then in 2020, he didn't pitch at all because of COVID. So he has thrown only 29 innings in the last 3 years in games. Here's his 1-2 pitch to VR, and it is tapped foul. And despite that, the Angels have pushed him all the way up to AAA. So one ball, two strikes to VR. Lee into his motion, and the pitch is down low for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two pitch. Swinging a miss, strike three. Got him with a heater. VR goes down swinging, and that's Lee's first strikeout of the night. Now Drew Ellis will be the batter. Ellis hitting in the number seven spot today, batting 221 for Tacoma with eight homers, 781 OPS. And the pitch to Ellis is taken for a ball, 1-0. Ellis was off yesterday. Went 1-for-3 with an RBI in the opener of this series on Tuesday. 1-0 pitch down low. And then he had the game-winning hit in the Rainiers' last home game on Sunday. The walk-off drive off the fence that brought in the winning run against Albuquerque in the bottom of the ninth. Here's a swing and a miss by Ellis at an off-speed pitch, and the count goes to 2-1. Two-one delivery. Swung on, hit high and deep to left center field. Back this goes. Look out on the berm. It's souvenir time. Drew Ellis launches one out of here to left center field. His ninth homer as a Rainier, 13th in the PCL this year. And Tacoma has a 2-1 lead here at the top of the second inning. So Ellis circles the bases, and the Rainiers have their 165th home run of the season as a team, which puts them right in the middle with the 10-team Pacific Coast League in terms of most homers. The Rainiers are fifth. So Ellis goes deep. Here's Mason McCoy, who's been on a power surge of late, and he swings and misses at the first pitch. There's strike one. McCoy with a rare day off yesterday, leads the Rainiers in games played. This is his 99th game of the season today. Here's one up high for a ball, 1-1. McCoy's really picked up the offensive production here as the season has progressed. 1-1 pitch. Low and away. On the year, he's hitting .248. He has 15 homers, which is a career high, and he has 30 games to go after this one. His OPS is .766. 2-1 pitch. Swung on, bounced foul, third base side. He said he's changed his swing to try to start hitting for some more power last year prior to the season when he was in the Orioles system playing for AAA Norfolk. And it took him a while, he said, to adjust to it. 2-2 pitch is bounced slowly towards first, fielded there by Duffy, and he'll take it to the bag for the out, and two men are gone at the top of the second inning. So McCoy bounces out to first, and now Derek Hill will be the batter. Hill in his 13th game for the Red Ears, 8-for-33, .242 average, couple of homers. And the pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. Next pitch over for a strike. 0-2 the count to Hill. So 0-2 the count to Derek Hill. And the pitch is bouncing up to the plate. That's a ball. 1-2 the count. 1-2 pitch from the righty. Swung on, grounded hard right to the third baseman, Wong, who fields it and fires to first for the out. Hill is retired and the inning is over. But the Red Ears regain the lead on Drew Ellis's homer, his ninth as a Red Ear. One run on one hit, no one left on. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Tecoma 2, Salt Lake 1.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tecoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Two to one, Tecoma leads Salt Lake. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Austin Warner on the hill today. He'll face Jake Gatewood, Chad Wallach, and Orlando Martinez in the bottom of the second inning. And the first pitch to Jake Gatewood is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Next pitch on its way, and it is hit in the air, foul down the right field line. That's out of play. So no balls, two strikes to Gatewood, who had a huge game yesterday for Salt Lake, was 4-for-5, hit two singles, a triple, and a homer. He was the double away from hitting for the cycle. Swing and a miss, strike three. Warner just got him with a slow curveball. Down goes Gatewood, and Warner has his first strikeout of the night. So one out. And now Chad Wallach is the batter. Wallach, the catcher, hitting 202, eight homers, 645 OPS. And he swings at the first pitch and hits a sky-high pop-up near the pitcher's mound. The first baseman, Ellis, calls everyone off and makes the catch on the actual pitcher's mound with Austin Warner standing right next to him. Wallach out on one pitch, popping up to the first baseman. Drew Ellis called for that early and made sure everyone was out of the way and made the play. And good to see someone take over in the middle of the diamond there to make the play. Here's Orlando Martinez, and Warner's pitch is over for a strike, 0-1 the count. First pitch fastball from Warner. He'll bump it up as high as 92, at least that's what we've seen in recent outings, as here's one up and away for a ball, 91 on the gun right there. One ball, one strike to Orlando Martinez. 1-1 pitch, swung on and bounced foul first base side. Counts 1-2. Now the next pitch is in the dirt and down low. Checking his swing in time is Martinez. So that's ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Martinez was a problem for the Rainiers last night, going 3-for-3. All his hits singles. Two of them driving in a run. Salt Lake with 17 hits yesterday. Two balls, two strikes, the count to Orlando Martinez. Right here, shift him. The pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a slider. Down goes Martinez, and the inning is over. Austin Warner retires the side in order. Three up, three down. We go to the third inning of play here at Smith's Ballpark. It's Tacoma 2, Salt Lake 1.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Two to one is our score. The Red Ears with the lead over the Salt Lake Bees, and we go to the third inning of play. Top of the order coming up. Taylor Trammell stands in, and the pitch from Jake Lee is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Trammell hit the first pitch of the game down the right field line for a double and scored a run. 0-1 pitch outside for a ball. He now has 19 hits in 36 at-bats, lifetime in this ballpark. 1-1 pitch line to first and caught by Duffy. And there's the first out at the top of the third inning. Another line drive by Trammell, but this one right to the first baseman. Now Kyle Lewis will be the batter. Now the pitch is up high for a ball. Lewis had the check swing ground out his first time up. He didn't mean to hit the pitch, but he did. Now he takes one up high for a ball. Well, we knew Lee wasn't going to pitch in this game for very long, and the Bees are already warming up a lefty in the bullpen. 2-0 to Lewis is a swing and a miss, and the count's even 2-1. Talked earlier about how basically just how little Lee has pitched, period, in the last 4 years. 2-1 pitch to Lewis. Hit in the air to right field. This one's got some carry, but it's in the park. Martinez, a step in front of the warning track, makes the catch, and Lewis is retired. Two down in the top of the third inning, and now Eric Mejia is the batter. Mejia singled his first time up, one for one today. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Now the 0-1, swing and a miss. Strike two. Rainiers lead 2-1. We're in the top of the third inning. And the 0-2 pitch is up high for a ball, 1-2. Now this one is swung on, grounded foul, third base side. Still one ball, two strikes. Now a swing and a little looping fly out into shallow center, and back goes the infielder, and it is caught by the shortstop Palamaki for the final out at the top of the third inning. So Mejia with a little flare that is caught, and the Red Ears do not score in the top of the third. They go down in order. We go to the bottom of the third. It's Tecoma 2, Salt Lake 1.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
2-1 is our score. Tecoma leads Salt Lake. We go to the bottom of the third inning here at Smith's Ballpark. Austin Warner on the mound. And the pitch from Warner to Palamaki is grounded foul, third base side. Salt Lake scored in the first when the very first two batters hit singles against Warner. That left runner's at the corners. Now here's a swing and a grounder up the middle, and that gets right through the middle of the diamond and into center field. A base hit right over the second base bag off the bat of Palamaki. So it's a leadoff single here at the bottom of the third inning. And now Stephen Duggar is the batter. Duggar, left-hand hitter, has been with three different Pacific Coast League teams this year, Sacramento, Round Rock, and now Salt Lake. He's also been in the big leagues with all three organizations. So here's a breaking ball in there for a strike. He's played for San Francisco, Texas, and the Angels. 0-1 pitch coming from Warner. And it swung out and fouled away. B's had a couple guys get called up today. Matt Theis and Mike Ford, the former Rainier and Mariner, got called up by the Angels today. Even had a couple of hits in their loss at Tampa. 0-2 pitch to Duggar. Swing and a miss. Strike three, and Warner just disposed of him on three pitches, and that's his third strikeout of the night. One away, and now Matt Duffy will be the hitter. Duffy singled and scored in the first. And the pitch is down low for a ball. Two-one Tecoma, one out, bottom of the third inning. Nice night here at Salt Lake City. Here's a fly to left, and lining it up is Trammell, and he makes the catch for out number two. And Palamaki retreats to first base. So Duffy flies out to left field, two down, and now Kian Wong will be the hitter. Wong singled in the first. He's one for one. Now Warner ready, and the pitch to, no, a toss to first instead, and back in safely is Palamaki. Now Warner ready, and the pitch. Swung on, grounded, foul down the first baseline. Towards the Salt Lake Bees bullpen, where left-hander Ryan Smith is warming up. Looks like he's going to enter the game in the fourth. Now Warner ready. And the 0-1 pitch swung on, bounced towards first. Another foul ball just to the right of the first base bag, and that is strike two. So no balls, two strikes. Now the 0-2 pitch is in the dirt for a ball, 1-2. Comes the 1-2. No, a toss to first, and they got the runner. Palamaki breaking to second, and Ellis relays the ball down to McCoy, who puts the tag on him for the final out of the inning. It'll go in the books as a caught stealing. 1-3-6. Pitcher to the first baseman to the shortstop, and that wraps up the third. No runs for Salt Lake on a hit. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the fourth inning. It's Tecoma 2, Salt Lake 1.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
Two to one Tecoma. We go to the fourth inning of play. New pitcher for Salt Lake, left-hander Ryan Smith is in from the pen, and his first pitch to Jared Kelnick misses for a ball. 1-0 the count. Smith began the year in the Salt Lake starting rotation, moved to the bullpen, and he throws a breaking ball for a strike. 1-1 on the year. Smith's 1-6 with a 7 ERA. This is his 18th relief appearance after 10 starts. 1-1 pitch outside for a ball. 2-1. His ERA has come steadily down as he moved to the bullpen. He's had much better results as a reliever. In 70 and two-thirds innings this year, he has struck out 70 and walked 33. Next pitch, swing and a miss by Kalnick. Get the counts even. Two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2 pitch is a fastball up high, ball three. Jake Lee went three innings, allowed three hits, two runs, both earned, no walks, one strikeout. 3-2 to Kalnick is outside, ball four to lead off walk. Kalnick will head down to first base, and he is on, and it'll bring Brian O'Keefe to the plate. O'Keefe flied out to the warning track in right field his first time up. He's 0 for 1. And the pitch is swung on. It bounced through the right side and into right field. A base hit, and Kalnick's around second on his way to third. Martinez with a strong throw, and Kalnick just does beat it to the third base bag. Sliding in feet first, close play. Right ears have runners at the corners with no one out. Tacoma testing the arm of Orlando Martinez. Not so sure that's a good idea moving forward. That throw was perfect, right on the money. So runners at first and third. Nobody out for Jonathan Villar. And the pitch is taken up and away for a ball, 1-0. Now, swing and a fly ball down the left field line, not deep at all. Back is Wong. Over is the left fielder Gatewood. It drops in foul ground. Just a foul ball off the bat of VR. And the count's even, 1-1. So 1-1 the count. And the pitch is a check swing. Did he go? Yes, says the first base umpire, and it's 1-2. Now the 1-2 pitch is high for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. So an even count. And the pitch is down and in. Three balls, two strikes. And the payoff. Swung on and fouled off. Still 3-2 to VR. So an opportunity here for the Red Ears to add to their lead. First and third, nobody out. 3 balls, 2 strikes to Jonathan Villar. And the pitch is grounded towards short. That's fielded by Palamaki. Goes to second for one. Relay to first. Not in time. Scoring from third is Kalnick, and the Red Ears make it a 3-1 lead. Fans wanted a double play. They thought VR was out at first. It was a bang-bang play, but first base umpire Robert Nunez called VR safe. So he reaches on a fielder's choice, give him an RBI. And now Drew Ellis bats with a runner at first and one out. Ellis homered his first time up. Smith with a pickoff move to first. VR back in standing up. Now here's one inside for a ball. So Ellis ahead of the count, 1-0. Now the pitch is swung out and popped up behind first. A long run in for Martinez, the right fielder. He can't get there. It drops in, but they're going to force out VR at second base as Martinez picked up the ball and threw to the second baseman Stefanik for the force out on VR. And it was just a situation where VR was kind of hung out to dry no matter what. He couldn't go far away from first base because if that ball had been caught, he would get doubled off. And it fell in, and so then he had to take off for second base and was thrown out by Martinez. So Ellis reaches on a fielder's choice, 9-4, if you're keeping score. And now a toss to first base, and Ellis is back in standing up. Mason McCoy, the batter for the Rainiers. Now the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count to McCoy. Next pitch, hit in the air to right field. Martinez has this one carry out closer to him. He doesn't have to run as far this time, and he makes the catch. And McCoy is out, and the inning is over. Right here's at a run in the fourth. On one hit, there were no errors and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Tecoma 3, Salt Lake 1.
Baseball's future is here on MILB-TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB-TV. Baseball's future is here.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest-growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
At Canon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. 3-1 Rainiers. And Austin Warner's first pitch to Kian Wong is in there for a called strike. Now the 0-1 on its way. Breaking ball over for a strike. And Warner quickly gets ahead of the count, 0-2. Warner needed just 29 pitches to get through the first three innings. Sears went outside for a ball to Wong. One ball, two strikes. Now Warner into his motion, the 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a breaking ball, and down goes Wong, and that is the fourth strikeout of the night for Austin Warner. So one out at the bottom of the fourth, and now Michael Stefanik will be the batter. Warner's going heavy with the curveball today, especially against the left-handed hitters, and it's really working out for him. Here's the pitch to Stefanik, and it is taken for a called strike, 0-1. Now the 0-1 pitch swung on and hit on one hop to second, fielded by Jonathan Villar, and he throws out Stefanik at first base. Two down in the bottom of the fourth. And now Dylan Thomas will be the batter. Thomas fouled out earlier. He's 0 for 1. And this one is inside for a ball. Now a swing and a pop-up foul. Third base side chasing it in foul ground is Mejia, but this ball is out of play. So 1-1 the count. Now Warner rocks and delivers the 1-1, and there's a breaking ball inside. Two balls, one strike. Now a swing and a foul out of play. 2-2. Warner trying to put him away. He's got four strikeouts, looking for number five. 2-2 pitch, swing and a foul back. Threw a fastball there, 92 on the gun, and Thomas got a piece of it. Still two balls, two strikes. And the pitch swung on, tapped in front of the plate, out from behind the dish to pick it up is O'Keefe, and his throw to first is in time for the out, and the inning is over. Nicely done by Brian O'Keefe. Dylan Thomas took a full swing at that pitch and hit it about 8 feet on the ground in front of the plate. Three up, three down. Warner's rolling right along, and we go now to the fifth inning of play. It's Tacoma 3, Salt Lake 1.
Hi, I'm Flo from Progressive. Being a baseball fanatic like me can be stressful. It's not all sports points and touchdowns. So Progressive is going to help you take your mind off your team for a moment. Instead of thinking about how they missed that goal point score, think about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive letting you choose coverage options based on your budget. Unlike your team that missed the end zone net area. Well, anyway, hope this distraction about Progressive's Name Your Price tool was helpful. It sure kept me from thinking about all those penalty balls. Yay, sports!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With our newest unlimited plan, everyone's welcome. Introducing Welcome Unlimited from Verizon for just $30 a line per month for four lines with autopay plus taxes and fees. Our best priced unlimited plan ever.
Did he say $30?
Yep, $30 a line for the whole family. The network you want, the price you love. Switch to Verizon today. Paper-free billing required. Unlimited 5G nationwide 4G LTE. In times of congestion, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. All smartphone lines on the account must be on Welcome Unlimited and are eligible only for select promotions. Includes domestic talk, text, and data usage only. Data roaming at 2G speeds.
We go to the fifth inning. It's Tacoma 3, Salt Lake 1. Derek Hill to lead things off for the Rainiers. He'll be followed by Taylor Trammell and Kyle Lewis. Ryan Smith on the hill for the Bees. Allowed a run in the fourth, his first inning of work, and he throws a breaking ball over for a strike to Hill. 0-1 the count. Hill grounded out to third base his first time up today. That was against their starter, the right-hander Jake Lee. Now he faces a lefty. He thinks about bunting for a hit, but takes the pitch outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Derek Hill, speedy center fielder, hitting in the nine hole in the lineup, but leading off this inning. And he takes up high for a ball, 2-1. Hill recently claimed off waivers from the Detroit Tigers by the Mariners. Option to Tacoma. 2-1 pitch. Up and away, ball three, and he's ahead of the count. Three balls, one strike. Three-one pitch coming. Fastball called a strike, and the count goes full, 3-2. And the payoff pitch is on its way. Swing and a foul back. Still three balls, two strikes. Now Smith's ready. Here comes his 3-2 pitch on the way, and it is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Hill goes down swinging, and there's the first out at the top of the fifth inning. One out for Taylor Trammell. Trammell's 1-for-2 with a double and a run scored. We'll get caught up on what happened around the league yesterday. In the West, first place Reno lost at Sacramento 4-2. Here's a pitch that is fouled off by Trammell, strike one. Sean Gelly started that game for Sacramento in five innings without allowing an earned run. And the Rivercats now have Ken Giles, who was recently released by the Mariners, pitched in a few games on rehab with the Rainiers this year. He signed a minor league deal with San Francisco and was assigned to Sacramento, as here's one down and in for a ball. He got in there yesterday, got a couple hitters out, but also allowed a solo homer to the top prospect, Corbin Carroll of Reno. 1-1 pitch to Trammell is high for a ball. So Reno lost. Vegas is in second place. They did pick up a game because they won their game against Sugarland. Big 9-3. Trammell trying to bunt for a hit against the shift, goes foul though, 2-2. Two home runs yesterday for Las Vegas's Nate Mondu, the Lake Taps native. His fifth and sixth homers of the year, he drove in four. And Christian Pache also went deep, a three-run shot in the eighth inning. 2-2 outside to Trammell with a heater. Count goes full, 3-2. So Vegas gained a game, but they're still seven back with 31 to play coming into today. 3-2 to Trammell is swung on and pulled into right field. A base hit. He got a breaking ball from Smith and just yanked it into right for his second hit of the game, a one-out single. Taylor Trammell is on. And now Kyle Lewis is the batter. Lewis has grounded out and flied out so far, 0-for-2. And the pitch from Smith is swung on and driven into the gap in right center field, and that's going to eventually get cut off by the center fielder Duggar. Trammell comes to third and stops there. It is a long single off the bat of Kyle Lewis, and the Red Ears have runners at the quarters with one out for Eric Mejia. And Salt Lake begins warming up another lefty in its bullpen. And the catcher, Wallach, goes out to the mound to talk to Ryan Smith. Rainiers lead 3-1. We're in the top of the fifth inning, and Tacoma's looking to add on. He is 1-for-2 with an RBI single already. Now the pitch is breaking ball called a strike. In the East, the top two teams are playing each other right now, El Paso and Oklahoma City in Oklahoma City. Series began with Oklahoma City leading by 2.5 games, as here's a swing and a miss by Mejia. El Paso won the opener on Tuesday to cut it down to 1.5, but Oklahoma City bounced back yesterday, winning 13-8 as James Outman had two hits, including a triple and six runs batted in. And Michael Bush was 4-for-4 as Mejia hits a grounder foul. Edwin Rios drove in three runs for the Dodgers, so they're back up by 2.5 over El Paso again going into tonight's action. Here comes the 0-2 to Mejia, up high for a ball, 1-2. And then Round Rock is hanging around the fringes of that race. They beat Albuquerque yesterday 9-5, scoring six runs in the top of the ninth, which they entered trailing 5-3. Bahia hits one in the air down the left field line, foul and into the seats. And he is still batting here with a 1-2 count. So Round Rock 5 games back in the East behind Oklahoma City. 1-2 pitch. Swung on and pulled down the left field line. Foul. Mejia out in front of these pitches from Ryan Smith. Now the pitch. Outside for a ball. Two-two pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a change. And that's the second out of the inning. And that was a big strikeout for Ryan Smith. Runners remain at the corners. And now Jared Kelnick will be the batter. And Lou Marzin is out of the dugout. The Salt Lake Bees manager is looking like he's going to make a change here in all likelihood. And yes, he is. He points to the bullpen. So we've got a break in the action for a pitching change with two outs at the top of the fifth inning. Runners at the quarters, and our score, Tacoma 3, Salt Lake 1.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
We're at the top of the fifth inning. It is Tacoma 3, Salt Lake 1. Right here, Sam Runners at the quarters with two outs. And Jared Kelnick coming to the plate. Salt Lake brings in the lefty Grant Dayton. He is appearing in his 28th game for the Bees. No record of 6 ERA in 27 innings of work. 25 strikeouts, 13 walks. Kelnick's 0 for 1 with a walk and a run scored. And he watches a breaking pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. They shift Kelnick with three fielders on the right side. Now the 1-0 pitch to Kelnick is breaking ball that is called a strike. 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. There's strike two, and Kelnick's behind in the count. So 1-2 to Kelnick. And Dayton on the first base end of the rubber with his pitch, and it swung out and crushed to deep center field. Back goes Duggar at the fence. Looking up, it is gone. Three-run home run just to the left of the batter's eye in center field here in Salt Lake City. Jared Kelnick goes deep off the lefty who was summoned from the bullpen just to get him out. Instead, he hits a three-run homer, and it is Tacoma 6, Salt Lake 1. Jared Keldick with his 14th homer as a right here, up to 51 runs batted in. Keldick launching one. And now Brian O'Keefe is the batter. And the pitch misses for a ball. It was a fastball that Keldick hit, and exit velocity 102 miles per hour, and he hit it an estimated 431 feet. This one misses ball two to O'Keefe. Right here has opened it up quite a bit with that blast. Now the next pitch to O'Keefe is fouled away, and the count goes to 2-1. Two-one pitch, swing and a miss, and the count's even 2-2. Now the 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Strike three, got him with a fastball, and down goes O'Keefe, and that wraps up the top of the fifth inning. But the damage is done by the Raiders. Three runs on three hits. Keldick going deep. No errors and no one left. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It is Tacoma 6, Salt Lake 1.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app,
so we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It is Tacoma 6, Salt Lake 1. Austin Warner on the hill. He'll face Jake Gatewood, Chad Wallach, and Orlando Martinez in the bottom of the fifth. And the pitch to Gatewood is in there for a strike, going one. Great to see Keldick just locking in recently. He has cut down the strikeouts almost to zero in the last week. I think he has two strikeouts in his last 40-some plate appearances. There's now an even count on Gatewood. And then just now they bring in a lefty to face him with two outs with runners in scoring position, and he hits a tank off him. Next pitch fouled by Gatewood. 1-2 the count. Kelnick. He's actually hit lefties very well during his time in AAA this year. Here's a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Gatewood, and that is the first out at the bottom of the fifth inning. Strikeout number five for Warner. And now Chad Wallach is the batter. Keldick's had 87 at-bats against lefties. That homer was his third homer. As the pitch is in for a strike now to Wallach. And prior to that hit, he was hitting 279 against lefties, which that's higher than you thought it was going to be, huh? So here's a strike now to Wallach, who thought he had called timeout, and the umpire said nope. So it's 0-2 to Wallach. Yeah, the 0-2 pitch, swing and a foul back. Still no balls, two strikes. O-2 pitch coming. Swung on and fouled back. Still no balls, two strikes. Warner throwing the curveball there. Wallach getting a piece of it. Now the 0-2 is up high for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Now the next pitch grounded right to the shortstop, McCoy, who fields it and throws out Wallach at first, and two men are gone. Sharp grounder right to Mason McCoy. He knows how to handle that. Two outs, and now Orlando Martinez is the batter. Pitch from Warner. It's a breaking ball down low. Six-1 Tacoma, two outs, bottom of the fifth. And the 1-0 pitch is hit in the air to shallow left. Back is McCoy, in is Trammell. Trammell's there near the foul line. He makes the catch. Martinez is retired. Three up, three down in the bottom of the fifth inning. Austin Warner has retired eight consecutive batters and 13 of the last 14 to come to the plate. We go to the sixth inning. It is Tacoma 6, Salt Lake 1.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Moving on to the sixth inning, it is Tacoma 6, Salt Lake 1. Grant Dayton on the hill for the Bees, and the Rainiers send Jonathan Villar, Drew Ellis, and Mason McCoy to the plate this inning. First pitch to Villar is popped up foul, first base side. That's out of play. Rainiers have some bullpen activity as Kyle Bird is warming up. A little surprised to see that. Warner's pitch count is low through five innings. Now the 0-1 pitch to VR bounces up to the plate. One ball, one strike. Now the next pitch is swung on, hit in the air to left field, and that's going to be caught by Gatewood. And VR is out one away at the top of the sixth inning. And now Drew Ellis will be the batter. Alice homered in the second inning and is 1-for-2 tonight. Now the pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Next delivery, swing and a foul on the first base side, and there's strike two. So Ellis behind in the count, 0-2. And now a swing and a fly towards left, not deep. Gatewood makes the catch, and that's two straight flyouts to left field and two away in the top of the sixth inning, and now Mason McCoy will be the hitter. Mariners won today in the opener of their series against the Cleveland Guardians. Big series. Guardians, a very good team, and leading the AL Central. Now the pitch to McCoy in there for a strike. Mitch Haniger hit a three-run homer in the first inning, and that was that. The Mariners win it 3-1 over Cleveland. Marco Gonzalez had a really strong start, allowed one run in six innings. Picked up his ninth win. Sears one down and into McCoy. One ball, one strike. Andres Munoz with some impressive relief work for a four-out save. Struck out Jose Ramirez with two on and two out in the eighth. 1-1 pitch, swing, and a foul tip into the catcher's mitt, strike two. And McCoy's behind in the count. One ball, two strikes. McCoy eases back into the batter's box now. And the pitch. Swung on and rocked to the gap in left center field. Gatewood can't run this down. It's going to go through to the fence. McCoy is coming to second now, and he rounds second and then stops there with a two-out double. Mason McCoy doubles to left center. And that extends his hitting streak to seven consecutive games, which with Mejia's 12-gamer ending yesterday, McCoy now has the longest hitting streak on the team that is, the longest active hitting streak on the team right now. Derek Hill now the batter. Hill's 0-for-2 with a ground out and a strikeout. And the pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Now this one is swung on and hit up the middle and caught by Dayton on the fly. And that is the final out of the inning. Hill lines out to the pitcher. And the Red Ears do not score in the top of the sixth inning. They had a hit, and they leave a runner stranded. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It is Tacoma 6, Salt Lake 1.
Tacoma Public Utilities is celebrating TPU Night at the Rainiers this month in honor of over 400 employees who have reached significant milestones from 10 years to 45 years of service in their career at the utility. TPU Night at the Rainiers supports the TPU Senior Assistance Fund, which provides one-time grants to qualifying seniors in our community who experience unexpected hardship causing challenges in making their utility payment. The Tacoma Rainiers joins TPU in celebrating their employees. Congratulations, TPU honorees.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle. There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is Tacoma 6, Salt Lake 1. And new pitcher for the Red Deers, Kyle Bird, comes in relief of Austin Warner, who was terrific today. Bird will face Jake Palamaki to start things off. Palamaki has the last Salt Lake hit, a single in the third inning. And Bird's pitch is down and in for a ball, 1-0. Warner went five innings, allowed three hits and one run. He did not walk anybody and struck out five. And he retired the final eight batters he faced in a row. So here's one outside now to Palamaki. Two balls, no strikes. Bird 5-1 with a 7.27 ERA this year. Making his 34th appearance. And this pitch is hammered foul down the left field line. And it is 2-1 now. So two balls, one strike. And a swing and a foul back. That's 2-2 now. So two balls, two strikes to Palamaki. And the pitch is swung on and pulled foul, third base side. Still two balls, two strikes. Now this one is outside with a breaking ball and the count is full, three balls, two strikes. Pitches up and in for ball four, a leadoff walk in the sixth inning. So Palamaki heads down to first base, and now Steven Duggar will be the batter. Struck out swinging earlier. He's 0-1. Bird's pitch is outside for a ball. Next pitch called a strike, and that evens things up. So the Rainiers into the bullpen now. Bird peeks at the runner at first base. Now his pitch is a breaking ball over for a called strike. 1-2 now. Bird with a 1-2, grounded to the right side, fielded by Ellis, goes to McCoy. There's one, back to Bird, covering first, in time for two. The Red Deers turn the double play. Some fancy footwork by Kyle Bird, covering first base, receiving the throw from McCoy. And he was able to get his foot on the bag before Duggar reached. So a 3-6-1 double play erases the base runner, two down, and now Matt Duffy will be the batter. And the pitch is outside for a ball. sunset coming here in Salt Lake City as this next pitch is down low for a ball. And can't see the sunset from my perch, but I can see the glow reflecting, if you will, off the Wasatch Mountain Range. So here's one in there for a called strike to Duffy, 2-1. Two-one pitch coming from Bird. And this is down low, ball three. Here comes the 3-1. Misses high, ball four, and Bird walks Matt Duffy. So he heads down to first base with two outs. And now Kian Wong will be the batter. Wong's 1-for-2 with a single so far. Bird with a pitch, and it's a breaking ball down low. Salt Lake has a right-hander warming up in the pen. All quiet in the Tacoma pen as catcher Brian O'Keefe goes to the mound to talk to Bird for a moment. In the Salt Lake bullpen, that's the former Rainier, Zach Weiss, warming up. Conference on the mound, broken up by the plate umpire, Randy Rosenberg. Want to know the count to Wong. And the pitch swung on, grounded right to the second baseman, VR, who fields it and throws to first for the out, and the inning is over. So Bird works a scoreless bottom of the sixth inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and one man left on base. We go to the seventh inning. It is Tacoma 6, Salt Lake 1.
Rainier's Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
On we go to the seventh inning. Our score is Tacoma 6, Salt Lake 1. New pitcher in for the Bees. The former Rainier Zach Weiss comes in from Salt Lake's bullpen. He'll face the top of the Rainier's lineup, Taylor Trammell, Kyle Lewis, and Eric Mejia. Weiss is in relief of Grant Dayton, who went 1 1/3, allowed 2 hits and 1 run, the homer to Kelnick. He did not walk anyone and struck out 1. So Weiss is appearing in his 41st game for Salt Lake. He leads their team in appearances. 2-3 with a 4.82 ERA. He's been with him since opening day, and his pitch to Taylor Trammell is up high for a ball, 1-0. Trammell's 2-for-3 with a single, a double, and two runs scored. Weiss ready, and here comes his 1-0 pitch. And it is yanked down the first baseline. Foul, just barely foul down the first baseline. Trammell almost had extra bases there. 1-1 the count. Next pitch coming from Weiss. And it is a fastball up high. 96 on the radar gun. Two balls, one strike. And this next pitch is called a strike, and the count's even 2-2. Two now coming. And it's a swing and a miss, strike three, and Trammell goes down swinging, and that's something he has not been doing much of recently, striking out. Kyle Lewis now the batter. And he swings and misses. That was only the second time Trammell has struck out in his last 27 plate appearances. He and Kelnick really just cleaning that up. Both had that hole in their game, too many strikeouts, and they've done a lot of work to improve it. So here's a foul back by Lewis, so the count now is 0-2. So no balls, two strikes to Kyle Lewis. And the pitch is swung on and fouled away. Still no balls, two strikes. Right here's lead, 6-1. We're in the top of the seventh inning. Now the pitch is outside for a ball. 1-2. Now the next pitch to Kyle is a slider away. He holds up. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with an off-speed pitch, and Lewis has struck out, and Weiss strikes out the first two batters he faces in the top of the seventh inning for Salt Lake. Now Eric Mejia is the batter. He's 1-for-3 with an RBI single back in the first inning. Switch hitter, he bats left-handed against Weiss. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. There's strike one. Oh, one pitch on its way. And it is swung on and grounded foul down the first baseline. Oh, a 2 the count. Now the 0-2 coming, and it is inside. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Now the 1-2. is lined to the right side and caught by the shifted second baseman Stefanik for the final out at the top of the seventh inning. So Mejia lines out to the second baseman, and the right ears go in order at the top of the seventh. Three up, three down. We go to the stretch. It is Tacoma 6, Salt Lake 1.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
The City of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Mike Curto back with you from Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City, which is a Sweet Caroline at the seventh inning stretch ballpark. Rainiers lead 6-1. We go to the bottom of the seventh. New pitcher for the Rainiers, Taylor Williams, on to work the bottom of the seventh. They'll face the 3, 4, and 5 hitters for Salt Lake, Stefanik, Thomas, and Gatewood. Stefanik's 0-for-2 in this game, including a double play grounder, right-hand batter. Taylor Williams into his motion of the pitch is a check swing foul grounded down the first baseline, and that is strike one. Williams is appearing in his 12th game in a Rainiers uniform this year, 1-0 with a 1.46 ERA since joining Tacoma. 0-1 pitch to Stefanik is low and away for a ball, 1-1. Williams in a second tour of duty in the Mariners system. He was with the M's during the COVID year of 2020, and that's when he got traded midseason to the Padres. Next pitch is in there for a strike. And that's the deal that brought Matt Brash to the Mariners organization. Williams is in relief of Kyle Bird, who worked a scoreless sixth inning without allowing a hit. He walked two, no strikeouts. Got a big double play ball in there. Here's the 1-2 from Williams. And it is a called strike three on the outside edge, and Stefanik has struck out, one away in the bottom of the seventh inning. Sixth strikeout for Tacoma pitchers today. And now Dylan Thomas is the batter. Thomas 0-for-2 with a foul pop-up and a ground out to the catcher when he took a full swing and hit the ball just a few feet in front of the plate. And the pitch is inside for a ball to Thomas, who had 3 hits in last night's game and scored 4 runs for the Bees last night. He's in the top 10 this year in several offensive categories. Now the 1-0 to Thomas is hit well to center field. And back on it is Hill, and he has room, and he's going to make the catch, and it didn't actually travel that deep. Two down in the bottom of the seventh. Thomas flies out, and now Jake Gatewood is the batter. Back to Thomas, though. He's 5th in the league in batting average, 6th in on-base percentage, and 8th in OPS. He's put together a really nice season for Salt Lake. Also had a little time with Sugarland when the Astros briefly claimed him off waivers and had his rights for a little bit. And then he returned to Salt Lake afterwards as here's a pitch in for a strike to Gatewood. Gatewood's 0 for 2 tonight with two strikeouts. Now a swing and a miss there, strike two. 0-2 the count to Gatewood. Now the 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Williams got him with his slider, and that takes care of Gatewood and wraps things up in the bottom of the seventh inning. Three up, three down with a couple of strikeouts. We head to the eighth. It is Tacoma 6, Salt Lake 1.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe. When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
We go to the eighth inning. It is Tacoma 6, Salt Lake 1. Jared Kaldick to lead things out, followed by Brian O'Keefe and Jonathan Villar. Zach Weiss retired to the side of the seventh. He stays in the game. First pitch to Kaldick is a breaking ball for a strike, 0-1. Matt Duffy out of the game for Salt Lake. He had been playing first base. Now Weiss with the 0-1 pitch to Kaldick, and it is low for a ball. Replacing Duffy is Torrey Hunter Jr. in the leadoff spot at Salt Lake's lineup. Hunter goes to left field, and left fielder Jake Gatewood moves to first base, replacing Duffy defensively. 1-1 pitch on its way to Kaldick, and it is inside for a ball. Kaldick opened up this game with his two-out, three-run homer off the lefty Grant Dayton in the fifth inning. Now the 2-1 pitch is on its way from Weiss, and this is in the dirt, ball three. Three balls, one strike. And the next pitch is high, ball four, leadoff walk. Kaldick will head down to first base. Second walk he has drawn tonight, and now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. O'Keefe's 1-for-3 with a single so far. And the pitch from Weiss is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Taking a look at our Seattle Mariner Farm Report, some more interesting news from AA Arkansas. Now Weiss with the 0-1 pitch to O'Keefe, and it is swung on and hit sky high to shallow center field. The back is Stefanik, the second baseman on the outfield grass. He makes the catch, and there's the first out at the top of the eighth inning. So one down, and now Jonathan Villar is the batter. Double A Arkansas won their game last night 3-1. Prelander Baroa, a right-hander, continues to impress this year. He's in his first year in the Mariners system. They got him from the Giants when they traded Donovan Walton. And Baroa allowed just one hit in five innings yesterday. One run, struck out seven. Walked three, does have some walks issues from time to time, but he reportedly throws very hard. And Baroa, certainly a name to know for the future for the Mariners. And he was throwing well yesterday. Now here's a fastball for a strike to Villar. Arkansas also had a go-ahead two-run homer in the seventh inning by Zach Deloach, who has hit a couple of homers this week already and now has 12 on the year. One pitch to VR, and it is up and away for a ball. 1-1. Six-one right here's top of the eighth inning. Runner at first with one out. And Weiss with the pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. Strike two. Now the 1-2 coming. And it is swung on and up to the right of the mound. Weiss off the hill has it, and he underhands to his first baseman for the putout on VR. That's the second out of the inning. Kelnick moves up. He is at second base now with two down for Drew Ellis. Ellis 1-for-3 with a homer so far tonight. Ellis just now settling into the batter's box. Here's the pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Tomorrow night's game will be at 5:35. Rainiers have Connor Wade listed as their starting pitcher tomorrow. 0-1 pitch to Ellis is in there for a strike, 0-2. And the Rainiers are supposed to be facing the crafty veteran Cesar Valdez tomorrow for Salt Lake, who has been one of the top starting pitchers in the league this year. 0-2 pitch to Ellis from Weiss. Swung out and fouled away. Still 0-2. O-2 pitch coming. And it is a check swing. Did he go? Yes, says the plate umpire. No appeal necessary. And Ellis is the final out here in the eighth inning. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left on. And we go to the bottom of the eighth inning in Salt Lake City. It's Tacoma 6, Salt Lake 1.
Hey, Tacoma fans. America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is Tacoma 6, Salt Lake 1. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Matt Cook, comes in to work the bottom of the eighth. He'll face Chad Wallach, Orlando Martinez, and Jake Palamaki. First pitch to Wallach, misses for a ball down low, 1-0. Taylor Williams worked one scoreless inning, retired all three batters he faced with two strikeouts. Now the 1-0 to Wallach is in there for a called strike. Counts even, 1-1. Now the 1-1 coming. Up and away for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Two-one delivery, swing, and a miss, 2-2. Now to Wallach. Cook's in his 29th appearance for the Red Ears, 4-1, four saves, a 3.18 ERA, 37 strikeouts, 10 walks, and 28 and a third innings. Spent some time with the Mariners this year early in the season. Here's his 2-2, and it is outside and low. Full count to Wallach, 3-2. And here comes the payoff, and it is swung on. It bounced towards third. A fair ball fielded by Mejia, who lobs it underhanded to first base in time for the out. Nobody thought it was a fair ball. The umpire called it fair. Mejia thought it was foul, and he didn't make a strong throw to first. He threw a rainmaker over there, just kind of lobbing it, which, of course, would not work to get anyone out. Well, not anyone who's running. Wallach wasn't running. He thought he had hit a foul ball. And now the manager, Lou Marzin, is out to argue with the third base umpire, David Martinez. He wants to know what's going on. This was odd. The bouncer up the third baseline was fielded by Mejia well behind the bag. And the umpire was behind Mejia. So he couldn't see the umpire. I think he just saw that Wallach wasn't running. And he just kind of half-heartedly lobbed it over to first base high in the air. Wallach then started running, but he's out, and Lou Marzin's argument is over too. He's walking back to the dugout. So Wallach retired on a ground out to third base that was anything but ordinary, just because there seemed to be a lot of confusion. Now the pitch to Martinez is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Oh, one pitch on its way from Cook. And it is swung on, grounded to Mejia, and he will now traditionally throw hard to first base and get the batter out, and two men are gone in the bottom of the eighth inning on grounders to Eric Mejia at third base. Now Jake Palamaki will be the batter. Palamaki. Switch hitter, bats left. He takes inside for a ball, 1-0. Now, the next pitch is called a strike. One and one the count. Cook, veteran righty, trying to close out the eighth. The 1-1 pitch is swung on and fouled back to the screen. 1-2 the count. Rainiers led 6-1 in the fifth. That's where it has stayed. We're now in the bottom of the eighth. 1-2 pitch coming, and it is swung on and fouled back again by Palamaki. Austin Warner, Kyle Bird, Taylor Williams, and now Matt Cook combining on a three-hitter thus far. Yeah, the 1-2 pitch grounded right to the second baseman, Jonathan Villar, who fields it and throws out Palamaki at first base, and that wraps up the bottom of the eighth inning. Three up, three down. Side retired in order by Matt Cook. We go to the ninth. It's Tacoma 6, Salt Lake 1.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We go to the ninth inning. It is Tacoma 6, Salt Lake 1. New pitcher in for Salt Lake, a Rainier from a long time ago. Left-hander Brian Moran in for the Bees. And here's his pitch to Mason McCoy. And it is taken for a called strike, 0-1 the count. McCoy 1-for-3 with a double so far. Now the 0-1 pitch. Inside for a ball, one ball, one strike. Well, Baltimore just beat the White Sox in the 11th inning, 4-3, as here's a grounder to third, fielded by Wong, and he fires to first in time to get McCoy, and one man is out at the top of the ninth inning. Now Derek Hill will be the batter. Baltimore is very much in the wild card hunt, and the Mariners would like to see them lose every now and then. That would be a positive. Red Sox and Blue Jays tied 5-5. They're in the eighth at Fenway. Blue Jays, another team the Mariners are actively rooting against. Here's one low to Derek Hill. Another of those teams they want to see lose. Tampa already won today. They beat the Angels in a day game 8-3. Manny Margot had a big game. Next pitch outside for a ball to Hill. 2-0 the count. Pitch from Moran. Swing and a miss. 2-1. Now a swing and a foul back. 2-2 to Hill. Two pitch outside, ball three. Moran in his 36th game for Salt Lake this year, 3-2 with a 3.38 ERA, 40 innings of work. Next pitch fouled away. Looks like Riley O'Brien is warming up in the Rainiers pen. Three balls, two strikes to Hill, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three, they got him, and that's the second out in the ninth inning. Two away for Taylor Trammell. Trammell, 2-for-4 today with a single, a double, and two runs scored. And the pitch is breaking ball inside. Now here's one outside for a ball. 2-0 the count to Trammell. Swinging a foul on the third base side, and the count goes to 2-1. Now this one is lowered away to Trammell, ball three. So three balls, one strike to Trammell. Moran with his pitch, and it is called a strike, and the count is full, 3-2. Right here's half Kyle Lewis on deck. Trammell eases into the batter's box, ready to hit. Taps the end of the bat on home plate, looks out towards Moran, and the lefty's payoff pitch is inside, ball four. It's a two-out walk. Trammell will head down to first base. And now Kyle Lewis will be the batter. So Trammell reaches for his third time today. Kyle Lewis 1-for-4 with a single and a run scored, and the pitch from Moran is outside for a ball, 1-0. Looking ahead to the bottom of the ninth, Salt Lake has the number 9 hitter leading things off, so it'll be Duggar, Hunter, and Wong. So now the next pitch is a check swing, and they say Lewis went around, the first baseman on the appeal. One ball, one strike. Now now swinging a hot grounder to short, fielded by Palamaki, and he flips it to the second baseman for the force out on Trammell, and that wraps up the top of the ninth inning. No runs, it's a errors, one man left. Right, here's a three outs away from victory. It is Tacoma 6, Salt Lake 1.
I want to take more chances with the embroidering.
Henley's vision for a new clothing line is coming into focus.
Dramatic.
They'll need an on-staff photographer to put their collection in the spotlight.
Why is no one taking shots of these?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with Syntec at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec Premium Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99. Try Syntec today, exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. It is Tacoma 6, Salt Lake 1. Riley O'Brien comes in from the Red Ears bullpen to try to finish this one off. He's in relief of Matt Cook, who pitched a 3-up, 3-down eighth inning, getting 3 infield grounders. So Duggar will start things off for Salt Lake. He's 0-for-2 today. Riley O'Brien in his 23rd game for the Red Ears. 1-2 with a 5.68 ERA. And the first pitch is grounded right to the first baseman, Ellis, who fields it, flips it to O'Brien, covering the bag. One pitch, one out at the bottom of the ninth inning. And now Torrey Hunter Jr. is the bat. Riley O'Brien's been on a real strikeout binge recently. He has struck out 14 of the last 30 batters he has faced. Over 8 innings of work. He'll face Torrey Hunter Jr. now, who's batting for his first time in this game, replacing the rehabbing Matt Duffy in the eighth inning. He takes a strike. 0-1 the count. Hunter hitting .225 in 40 AAA at-bats this year. He's spent a lot more time at the AA level. 0-1 pitch is hit well towards right center field. Long run into the alleyway for Hill, but he's not going to get this. It takes a hop and hits the wall. Hunter can run well. He's around second, on his way to third, and in there with a triple. Torrey Hunter Jr. with a three-base hit to right center field at Smith's ballpark. Something I'm sure his father did at this very park when he played here back in the day. A one-out triple. And now Kian Wong is the batter. Wong, 1-for-3 with a single so far. Rainiers leave the infield back with a 5-run lead. And the pitch is hit down the left field line, slicing foul. Well, let's see here. We can look this up. Wow, that's surprising. Torrey Hunter Sr. only hit 2 triples for Salt Lake in over 300 at-bats he had here back in the late 90s when he was a prospect in the Twins system. There's a strike to Wong, 0-2 the count. O'Brien's 0-2 pitch. Inside for a ball, 1-2 to Kian Wong. One-two pitch coming from O'Brien, and it is a swing and a miss, strike three, and there's the second out of the inning. Kian Wong whiffs. Two down, runner still at third, and now Michael Stefanik is the batter. Stefanik, right-hand batter, 0-3 in this one. He did drive in the only run for Salt Lake in the first inning. He didn't get an RBI. Hit into a double play, but a runner scored from third. Pitch to Stefanik is low and away for a ball, 1-0. Right, here's an out away from victory, 6-1. Two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning. And the pitch from O'Brien is a breaking ball called a strike, and the count's even, 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch, outside for a ball, 2-1. Reineers trying to move ahead in this series, try to get back within 10 games of 500. Try to pull within just one game of third place in the division standings. Got to get one more out though. The 2-1 pitch, outside, ball three. Dylan Thomas is on deck for the Bees. Three balls, one strike to Stefanik. And now time called at the plate. Stefanik back in the batter's box now. Hunter at third with two outs. The 3-1 pitch from O'Brien is on its way. And it is swung on and wrapped on the ground to short. McCoy has it, sets himself, throws to first for the out. And that's the ball game. The Tacoma Raiders are winners tonight. 6-1, the final score. The Raiders scored early in this game, took a nice lead, and a comfortable lead by the fifth, and had great pitching throughout. And the Raiders move ahead of the series 2-1. And they'll try to keep it going tomorrow night in game four of the series at 5:35 p.m. Tacoma takes it 6-1, the final score. We'll recap the scoring in this game and also look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard in the Tacoma Red Ears post-game show coming up next.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainier's Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainier's Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
Rainiers win. They take down Salt Lake tonight, 6-1. The final score. Terrific pitching in this one and timely hitting as well. And the Rainiers now lead this series 2-1. Rainiers got on the board in the first when Taylor Trammell hit the first pitch of the game down the right field line for a double. And then with one out, Eric Mejia singled him in, and the Rainiers were up one zip. But at the bottom of the first inning, Austin Warner on the mound. The very first two batters hit singles. Matt Duffy, a base hit to right, and then Kian Wong, a single to right center that put runners at the quarters with nobody out. Little did we know at that time that Austin Warner wasn't really going to allow anything else from that point forward. Michael Stefanik, the next hitter, hit into a double play. It brought in a run to tie the game 1-1, but the Rainiers were happy with that trade. And then Warner was off and running and didn't allow any base runners in the second, allowed a single in the third, but they caught him stealing, retired the side in the fourth and the fifth. Warner went five innings tonight, allowed three hits and one run, no walks and five strikeouts. Threw just 53 pitches, but they went to the bullpen after five anyway. And at that point, the Rainiers had a pretty good lead. They took the lead in the second inning when Drew Ellis homered off Jake Lee, a drive to left center, his ninth of the year. Tacoma was up 2-1. Lee pitched a scoreless third. They went to Ryan Smith in the fourth, the Bees did, and he walked the leadoff man, Jared Keldick. Then Brian O'Keefe singled to right. Keldick going first to third on an aggressive play. He barely made it. He would score on an infield grounder off the bat of Jonathan Villar to make it 3-1. In the fifth inning, Smith still on the mound. With one out, Taylor Trammell got his second hit of the game, a base hit to right field on a breaking ball. Then Kyle Lewis singled to right center, sending Trammell to third. With two outs in the inning, Keldick was up. Salt Lake went to the bullpen, brought in the veteran left-hander Grant Dayton to pitch to him for a left-versus-left advantage, and Keldick spoiled that strategy by launching a three-run homer just to the left of the batter's eye in center field here at Smith's Ballpark. His 14th of the year, third to come against a left-handed pitcher, and suddenly the Rainiers were ahead 6-1 in the fifth inning. Tacoma had just one more hit the rest of the way. It didn't matter, because the bullpen was lights out with Kyle Bird, Taylor Williams, Matt Cook, and Riley O'Brien each tossing a single scoreless inning. And Tacoma wins it. 6-1 is the final score. Here are the final totals for Tacoma. 6 runs, 8 hits, no errors. They left 5 on base. Salt Lake scores 1 run on 4 hits, makes no errors, leaves 2 on base. Winning pitcher is Austin Warner. He is 3-2. The loss goes to Jake Lee, 0-1. Time of the ball game, a brisk 2 hours and 11 minutes, and the attendance 5,270. With the win, the Rainiers are now 55-65 on the year, and Salt Lake falls to 56-64. Tomorrow's game will be at 5:35 Pacific, pregame at 5:25. Connor Wade starts for the Rainiers against Cesar Valdez of Salt Lake. Rainiers win 6-1. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Rainiers win 6-1. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Good news earlier today in a day game, the Mariners beat the Cleveland Guardians in the series opener at T-Mobile Park 3-1. Mitch Haniger hit a three-run homer in the bottom of the first inning. That's all they would get all game, and that was fine. Marco Gonzalez went six innings and allowed just one run. Cleveland threatened in the eighth, had two on with two out, and their best player, Jose Ramirez, at the plate. And the Mariners brought in Andres Munoz. He struck him out in a key at bat, and then Munoz stayed in for the ninth and got the save. Mariners beat Cleveland 3-1 the final. Seattle is 11 games over 500. Other scores in the American League today. The Rays beat the Angels 8-3 as Drew Rasmussen pitched into the sixth inning and picked up his ninth win of the year. Manny Margot was 4-for-5 with two singles, a double, and a triple, and he drove in two runs for Tampa Bay. Baltimore in the 11th inning beats the White Sox 4-3. Anthony Santander driving in the winning run at the bottom of the 11th. But Baltimore was trailing 3-2 in the ninth with two outs. A foul pop-up was not caught, continuing the game and continuing the at-bat for Kyle Stowers, a rookie, who then hit his first major league homer to tie it and send it into extras. And the Orioles won in the 11th, the big day for Baltimore. Couple American League games in progress. The Blue Jays and Red Sox are tied 5-5 at the top of the ninth inning at Fenway. Astros lead the Twins 5-3 going to the bottom of the eighth inning. And the Yankees are blasting the A's 8-0 in the third. National League, just three games in that league today. Cardinals beat the Cubs 8-3 at Wrigley. Paul Goldschmidt had three hits, including two homers and five runs batted in. Starting talk about him being a potential Triple Crown winner. He leads the National League in batting average at .339, leads with 105 runs batted in, second in home runs behind Kyle Schwarber. Speaking of Schwarber, he got one today. The Phillies shut out the Reds 4-0 in Philadelphia. Schwarber hit his 35th of the year. Aaron Nola pitched a complete game, five-hit shutout, picking up 11 strikeouts along the way. And the Mets defeat the Rockies 3-1. Jacob DeGrom started, allowed one run in six innings, struck out nine, picked up his third win as the Mets got their 80th win of the year against just 46 losses. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here in Salt Lake City, the Red Ears win 6-1. We'll be back with more right after this.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Right here's win it 6-1, the final score over Salt Lake. A lot of positives in this one. Taylor Trammell continuing to sting the ball, had two more hits today, scored a couple runs. Great start from Austin Warner, allowed one run in five innings of work. But really, if you want to look at the biggest highlight, Jared Kelnick homering in the fifth with two outs, off a lefty with major league experience in Grant Dayton, who was brought in from the bullpen specifically to get him out. And Kelnick instead hit it out. A three-run shot off the lefty. Kelnick also walked today. Another game with no strikeouts for Kelnick. He is so improved right now compared to where he was a couple months ago when he first joined Tacoma. He was big today as Tacoma gets the win 6-1 in Salt Lake City. This is the only final so far in the league. El Paso leads Oklahoma City 5-3. They're in the ninth inning. El Paso trying to hang on. That would bring them within 1.5 of first in the East if they do hang on. Round Rock has an 8-4 lead at Albuquerque. That game's also in the ninth. Reno an early 5-1 lead at Sacramento in the fourth. And Sugarland has a 6-1 lead in the third inning at Las Vegas. Well, we'll be back with you tomorrow at 5:35 p.m. Pre-game starts at 5:25. Connor Wade's been throwing well for the Red Ears, 4-5 on the season, 5.04 ERA. Much better in his recent games, though. Cesar Valdez is going for Salt Lake. He's second in the league in earned run average right now, 7-5 with a 3.82 ERA. The changeup specialist has faced the Red Ears a lot this year. The Red Ears know what they're going to see from him. Maybe they can get him tomorrow. Tomorrow night's game, again, 5:35 Pacific time. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City, Utah, where once again our final score today, Tacoma 6, Salt Lake 1. Have a great night.